Blog Talk Radio.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as like.
Pastor Jay, you want to speak after the opening? Bring your mic up. Hello, Pastor Jay, are you there?
Bishop is going to call, and I'm on Blog Talk and we're recording.
Oh, okay. No problem. He hadn't called in. Okay, no problem.
I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
All right. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your place of employment, wherever you are, on this Monday, Christian afternoon time, to share with you Jesus Christ and let you know he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is doing some great, awesome things in the lives of people. You know, I can imagine, amen, that God will be doing what he's doing right now. I mean, I just can't imagine that he would, amen, perform miracles and blessings and cause blessings to come into your hand. You know, he has great intentions, amen, for all of us. He has great intentions in store for you. And all of you that are listening to me by way of this radio broadcast, I want to give you out a number to call me if you have any friends that are out of town, those that are far and near. I want them to join me every day at 1:30 on Blog Talk Radio. That's internet radio. And that way, we all can fellowship. We're going to carry, amen, Blog Talk to a, amen, another level, amen, as far as responding to all of those that call in. All right? So, listen, this is the number to call if you want to join us by way of Blog Talk. Area code 347-989-0113. Again, that number is area code 347-989-0113. You know, if you, amen, would encourage as many as you possibly can to call Blog Talk, no matter where they are, text a family member, text a friend, amen. Let's do a test run right now. Text a friend, amen, out of town, whether they in Alabama or Georgia or Mississippi or Memphis or St. Louis or Chicago, Illinois. Amen. Text a friend now, that number, area code 347-989-0113. And just let them know and listen to the broadcast right now. Just let them know to just call that number right now. Listen to the broadcast. And I know that they're going to be blessed. Now, I have a very special announcement that I want to share with you during the remaining 20 minutes of this broadcast, because I need you to be mindful of what is going to take place on tonight. You have to be mindful of what is going to take place on the night. Listen to me very carefully. Even the Lord leads me. He leads me. Matter of fact, there's scripture that validates that. He said, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. You know, this just doesn't happen overnight. You know, this is something that requires walking with God and, you know, communicating with God, not just in church, but just communicating with Him. And, you know, my heart's desire is that Israel might be saved or the people of God might be saved. So I pray for City. You know, I pray for Deerfield. I pray for Pompano. I pray for Cold Springs. I pray for Coconut Creek and Lighthouse Point and, you know, Lauderdale Lakes and Lauderdale, the different surrounding cities, Sunrise and Wilton Manors. I pray for the different cities because I know that God has people there in the cities that absolutely need to connect with me. There are people that need to connect with me. You know, I can't save everyone in, you know, Broward County. You got over 5 million people. But there are cities that carries 36,000, some carries 58,000, some carries 28,000, some carries 31,000, 29,000, 42,000. You know, of those cities, God has different ones that the people may connect with. Listen to me very, very carefully. God has anointed me for some of the people that are in each city. Now, some of you are designated and predestined to come to see me. Tonight, I will be in Deerfield Beach, Florida, at our second location. That is very important that you meet me there, specifically because I have been given a word. I've been given a word to minister to your spirit. I've been given a word. And God does not hit and miss. I've been given a word to minister to your spirit. And right now, you know what's against mankind? Wisdom. You know, wisdom. The Bible shares with us that man shall become more wise in the last day. You know, but wisdom is against us. And that's why new laws are coming on the table. Because wisdom says, extend this. And what about that? What about this? You know, some of y'all, you're allowing your wisdom to be your biggest enemy because your wisdom is telling you, listen, you've been living with this for 13 years. You've been living with that for 14 years. You know, it ain't going to get no better. You done been to church for this before. You've prayed for this before. You don't just wait, and when it happened, it happened. You know, that's your wisdom talking to you. That's your own logical wisdom talking to you. But how many understand that God supersedes our wisdom? And there's a way that seems right to man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You know, the enemy wants you to outsmart or outwisdom what God has already planned. But let me share this with you, what Paul said. Paul said, I count my knowledge, my wisdom as nothing. You know, when it comes down to Christ and his crucifixion and his plans for my life, I count those things as dumb. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I know this, ladies and gentlemen, I know this emphatically, that right now, it doesn't matter what the doctors say. Right now, it doesn't matter what the lawyers say. It doesn't matter what the lawyers say about your son or your daughter, your husband or your wife. It doesn't matter at this point. I don't want you to allow even your own wisdom to prohibit you from meeting me tonight. I don't want your own logic to stop you. I don't want your own feelings. I don't want nothing to stop you from meeting me in the great city of Deerfield Beach, Florida, because I need to pray for you. Now, this is the first night of a miracle revival. I don't know what God is going to do after tonight, but I do know tonight you need to be there. You need to be there without fail. Now, I'm going to start talking in the air. I'm talking as I'm led because I know right now that there are people that are listening to me by way of this radio broadcast that absolutely need to attend this service. Now, what have been your concerns? What has been overwhelming you? What has been bombarding you and harassing you? Because whatever that is, I want to address that issue. Yes, I want to address that issue tonight. Whatever it is that the enemy has been trying to use against you, I want to address that issue because it will not work. The plot of the devil will not succeed. He won't succeed. The plot of the enemy won't manifest. Not in your life. Not no more. Because God has already designed. He's already designed a word just for you. Do you know that one word from God can change your entire life? Do you know that one word from God, amen, will cause your entire life to be changed? And that's all you need. One word from the Lord. Just one word from God will change your entire life. So those of you that are listening to me right now, whether you have been going through this for years or not, whether it have attached itself as a familiar thing with you, you know, I have headaches around this time all the time. Oh, I swell up around this time all the time. Or, you know, the people know their job. The doctor know their job. The lawyers know their job. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to wait and see what's going to happen. And we'll hope for the best. You know, whatever wisdom you're trying to apply to your situation, I want you to know that one word from God is greater. Just one word. Now, I know I'm going to speak into people's lives.
I'm going to speak into people's lives who are in relationship. I'm going to speak into people's lives who are going through the passing of a relationship, who's coming out of a relationship, who's entering one, who's in one and don't really know what to do. You know, the worst thing you can do is be confused in a relationship that you're supposed to be of a sound mind. That's the worst position to be in, because then there's erratic behavior. The worst thing that you can have is a rebellious child. The worst thing you can have is a job that you don't know whether they're getting ready to fire you or not because they're laying off people left and right. These things can harass your spirit. These things can cause you right now to be unfounded, unstable. But listen to me very carefully. The Lord wants to speak to you. The Lord wants to address those things in your life on tonight. So when did I come, Bishop? Because I've been listening to you. Well, you come to, amen, the Doubletree by Hilton. That's 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. The zip code is 33441. Now, you have to be there at 7:30 because we're going to launch, amen, into the prayer, amen, at 7 o'clock. We want massive people to be there at 7:30 by 7:30, amen, praying around the four quarters of that church. We believe in God to pull down strongholds from the four quarters of your life. But then it's going to open up a way of blessings, a channel of blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. Now, exactly 8 p.m., we're going to start our service. Ladies and gentlemen, if I've ever been anointed, I've been anointed for the night. Now, I know when God spoke to me about this month. I know when he spoke to me about this date. I know that God's spirit was going to move. And I'm coming there for one specific reason, to be a blessing to those that are in the community of Deerfield, to be a blessing to those that are in the community of Deerfield, to be a blessing to those that are in the community of Deerfield. And then I want to reach towards Boca Raton. I want to reach to those that are in Boynton. I feel some people from Boynton need to get there tonight. All you have to do is take 95 South, get off on Hillsborough Boulevard and go east. The hotel is right there. I feel some people in Boynton Beach. I feel some people in Okeechobee, West Palm Beach. I need you to meet me there because I believe that God is up to something. Now, since February 28th, when we launched this ministry, April 17th, Pastor Jay was assigned and installed as senior pastor. Every Sunday, the service has been going higher and higher and higher and higher. The message are just astounding. People are coming and returning. People are coming and bringing their family members. You know, family members that they know didn't even believe in God. They didn't even believe in a sanctified church or charismatic church. You know, she've had the opportunity to build up the hearts of people that are in the community. Those sole purpose that are unchurched, people that are untapped in ministry, people right now that have walked away. No, we don't want anyone, members. I want you. I want you. I want you that have given up on what you thought was church, because I know it has been the deception of the devil to stop you. And, you know, I'll never forget, I was a little boy and I was walking, and it was the summer months, and they call them Chinese plums. I think there was Chinese plums back then. You know, only one store had them. And so they said, well, come on and walk. So I asked my parents, I said, well, can I walk with the guys? And so I walked, and we kept walking, you know. But they told me I'd never forget the time. They show you how strict they was. You know, they said I had to be back home at 3 o'clock. You know, and so it's coming up the warning. We started walking away from the house. I thought we'd be walking back towards the house. And they say it's just down the road. So we keep walking, and we keep walking, and we keep walking. And finally, around about 2 o'clock, I said, no, I got to turn around. You know, we done been walking for 45 minutes or something like that. You know, I said, I got to turn around, man. I went on back home. You know, I just went back home. And they said, but it's right there. I said, no, y'all been saying that for the last few minutes, the last 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. It ain't right there. No, I got to get back home. And what happened was, that was during the summer, when school started, we had to walk to school, and so happened we walked down to the school. And then I reminded them, see, y'all tell me the story, that when they go to school, they say they go to school, but he go to the store right here, just before the school. They say you turned around right there the block before. You was right there when you turned around. Some of you were right at the brink of your miracle, and you gave up on God. You gave up on the church. And you know what? I never forgot that. And all of it, I can't take that back. I can never take that back. But I turned around a block away from the place where we were going. And we had already walked 45 minutes. I would never forget that. Here I am, that's 5 years ago, 45 years ago. Here I am, I still remember it as clear as day, but I turned around. And there are some of you right now, you're at the brink of your miracle and you're about to give up. You're at the brink of your miracle and you're about to give up. You mean to tell me you right there at the door and you get ready to turn around, you get ready to throw in the towel. You know, you listening to my voice and you saying, yeah, I heard you before, Bishop Johnson and Hurricane Johnson, whatever element that is that your name is. It's tornado, storm. I heard you before, but right now I'm just fed up. You're about to turn around right a block away, right at the door threshold of your miracle. Don't you dare give up. I'm telling you right now, you need to go another further. You need to go another further. You need to make that step to meet me tonight. Now, I am grateful to what God has done. But I turned around, I wouldn't be going up to Deerfield. Had Pastor Jay turned around 3 years ago, there would be no Deerfield. There would be no life-changing international ministries. But thank God for people that stood there and continued their assignment. Now, February 28th launched this second location. But God always had this date right here in mind. And it was always designed for you. You can't stop now. Not now, not now, not now, not in this place in your life. I mean, I understand that there are difficult things that are going on. I understand that there are difficult times that you're facing. I understand that, you know, everything at some point becomes redundant and repetitive. And right now, that you tried to pray and to no avail, as far as you know, but you don't know how prayers work. You don't know how prayers is working. God heard your prayer the first day that you turned your face towards heaven. That's what he told Daniel. He said the first day that you turned your face towards heaven. I just want you to know 21 days ago, I heard your prayer. I heard it. Are you all listening to me? So do you understand the spirit of prayer? Amen, goes up as incense before the nostrils of God. And this is an anthropomorphic term I'm using because God don't have a nose. But he's saying, so you can understand, your prayers is like incense. This is the symbolic of your prayer. It's like incense. It goes into the nostrils of God. And when you pray something that God is pleased with, when you turn to him, when you need his help, when you turn to him, when you're overwhelmed, he says, hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. For when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. God says, I've heard your prayer from the beginning. Now listen to me very, very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I am going to be preaching there at our second location. And I want you to bring your friends, your families, your neighbor, your husband, your wife, your uncle, amen, your daughter, your nephew, your nieces. I want you to bring everyone as we crowd into that place to give God, amen, our attention. My God, we need we need God's attention. We need to know that he's listening at us and we're listening to what he has to say. Moses said this statement one time. He said, O Israel, amen, hear, amen, what the Lord is saying. O Israel, hear what the Lord is saying. O Israel, everybody in that building tonight is going to be touched absolutely by the power of God. Every person is going to be touched. I'm telling you right now, if you want to know whether Bishop Johnson can prophesy, you know, I've been doing it for years. I'm prophesying right now a touch in everybody's life. And then I'm going to prophesy to some people, as I did on yesterday, as I did. The power of God filled them in the services on yesterday, and the people were blessed. If you would just go, amen, and investigate our ministry. Go to Facebook under Bishop Johnson. Go to, amen, the LCI ministry. They're on Facebook. Just look up Pastor Janet Turnquest, and you'll see what God is doing in this location, this ministry. You know, God has anointed me, amen, to do what I'm doing. And now with two locations, I can tell you right now that there is a strange anointing that's upon my life. There's a strange anointing that's upon my life. And I've been anointed to speak into the lives of people. This is not a careless statement. This is not nothing that I'm just saying. You know, I've been experienced with this. I've done this, as I told the people, for over 39 years. I'm not a novice. Amen. I used to pick up my church and say, I'm not a novice. No, I'm not a novice. Amen. At this right here. The spirit of people. I understand the spirit of people. And I understand when the enemy has launched an attack against your life. Glory to God. And right now, I'm telling you right now, don't worry about it, because what the devil meant for evil, God is going to turn for your good. Can I say that again? And I want this to resonate in your spirit. Somebody, if there's anybody that can hear me, what the devil has meant for evil, God is going to turn it for your good. Now, what you mean, turn it? Listen, the same thing going to be there. The same thing going to be there. It's not going to change, you know, the ingredients of it. The same thing will be there. But the results are going to be different. You know, they'll go and try to report you to the supervisor, same person, same report, same paper. But the results are going to be different. So if you're looking for God, amen, to change the whole atmosphere, you don't have to change the atmosphere. He's just going to change the results of the atmosphere. That's all. That atmosphere was supposed to kill you. That right there was supposed to get you fired. That right there was supposed to be a death sentence to you. But God said, I'm going to change the result. What the devil meant for evil, they sold Joseph. Are you listening to me? They sold him as a slave. And you know what? Every chapter, it gets worse and worse, because they sold him, then he goes and becomes, you know, he's still a slave now. Don't get it twisted. He was head of the slaves, and he was still a slave in part of his house. I mean, he was still a slave, but he was just the head slave. But then he's accused of rape, and then he goes to prison. All of that evil stuff happening to him. Yeah, all of that evil. And then when he's in prison, he has a dream, and the person that he has a dream about, you know, the butler, can then one of them get free, and, you know, he still stays there for a little while. But it's not until, amen, the Pharaoh has a dream. And now what the devil meant for evil, God turns it for his good. All of that, the atmosphere remained the same. It remained the same. Yes, he still agreed. As a matter of fact, it got worse. But you know what? The result was God turned it for his good, because now he's made, amen, a ruler of Egypt. Isn't that something? I'm here to tell you right now that those of you that are living under the shadows of that enemy's voice, you get ready, because you're going to now experience the hand of God. Remember the meeting tonight at our second location there in Deerfield. It's called Life Changing International Ministries. The pastor there is Pastor Jay. They're hosting, amen, their bishop coming, but they want you, as friends and followers, to meet us there. I'm telling you right now, this is something that is divinely ordered. I want you to meet me there tonight. So remember, prayer starts exactly at 7 p.m. I want you to get there around 7:30, amen, the latest, 7:45. If you get off from work late, just come anyway. But we're going to be praying. But at 8 o'clock, that service starts. And I want you to get ready for a breakthrough, because it's going to happen. And I'm excited about what God is doing. Thank God for everyone. We send our greetings to the entire organization. Amen. To all of my precious ones. Amen to our pastor. Amen that is hosting me tonight. We send out greetings to her as she's working. Amen. I send out greetings to, amen, my family there, LCI. I send out greetings to CYL, Change Your Life. I send out greetings to all of our mothers, and each and every one of you. Amen. I send out greetings to my father. You heard him earlier. You notice on his taping, he was walking around. I send out greetings to everybody. But most of all, I send out greetings to all of you, our friends and followers of these radio broadcasts. And remember, amen, tonight, Bishop will be, amen, at the second location in the Monday Night Special. So the Monday Night Special moves to, amen, Deerfield Beach. We will not be in Fort Lauderdale. The Monday Night Special moves to Deerfield Beach, Florida. We're directing all traffic to Deerfield Beach, Florida. All right? So that's Hillsborough and I-95. Hillsborough and I-95. Can I say that again? Hillsborough and I-95. We're looking forward to a great time as family come together, but as miracles, amen, start happening. It's going to happen. And matter of fact, I declare that a miracle happened for some of you even right now, that it starts now, that it starts now. Let phone calls come. Let miracles and opportunity come and overtake people in Jesus' name. I pray and call it done. All right, y'all, listen, I'm getting ready for tonight. I'm excited about it, and we'll talk to you some more on tomorrow. But tonight, I'll see you at 7:30 at 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. That's Hillsborough and I-95. We're on the east side of 95 at the Doubletree by Hilton. Doubletree by Hilton. Google it. Google us. Amen. But make sure you're there tonight. All right? All right. Thank you so much for listening in. My name is Bishop Eric King Johnson. Leave you with these words. Hope need not die, because help is on the way.